A foreboding forecast. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. Danny Tappa is a hydrologist and data collection officer with the Natural Resources Conservation Service, Idaho Snow Survey. He's at Moores Creek Summit above Idaho City to measure the snowpack.
Going into this winter, folks in the agricultural community sort of knew that this winter was very important, and that's because it was coming off the heels of an extended drought. And so that extended drought has left reservoirs across the state, especially the southern half of the state where we have a lot of agriculture, really low levels of carryover. So there wasn't much in the bank to get through this coming season, so we really need a robust snowpack and runoff to replenish the supplies in the reservoirs. And so right now, this is certainly not an ideal situation where we're seeing below normal snowpacks across much of Idaho, especially in these areas that heavily rely on the snowpack for snowmelt and then agriculture. Measurements at this location go back to the late 1930s, and we have many locations like this across Idaho.
The majority of their measurements come from remote automated snowpack telemetry weather stations, also known as snowtell stations. But they also do manual in-person measurements.
The manual measurement process, we're taking a tube set, we're actually measuring the amount of water held within that snowpack.
And water woes may come this spring. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.